It's 88.5 KCSN, and what a treat to welcome Case Lang Veers, Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers, and I do say welcome.
Thank you. We are stoked to be here.
Who decided to either risk their sanity or had lost their mind when they got the idea to get the three of you together? How did it come to be?
Mr. Lang thought it up.
Yes, in a moment of weakness.
And while I've seen stories of how, you know, you mentioned you texted or, but when you get to a point where you're really going to do a collaboration, you know, something had to be, there was a feeling or a sense that, we could do this together. Where did it all arrive from?
You know, we actually didn't know we could do it until we were actually in the studio. Every day, I think we would question whether or not it was actually capable of pulling this off, because logistically and artistically, and it was just a struggle pretty much every day, thinking, okay, are we going to get the writing done?
Yeah, I mean, because Katie just slapped my knee.
Answer some questions, Veers.
Toe the line,
okay,
Veers.
I was spacing out there for a second.
She needs a cookie.
But yes, I do need a cookie.
Somebody bring her some food, please?
Batteries.
Yeah, wait.
No, I'm not starving. I'm fine. I can make it through this.
We've got granola bars if we
I'll have one in a minute. I don't want to smack on Mike.
All right. I thought we were going to get it done. Every day seemed like, you know, we had this bulldozer and we were pushing our pile of stuff toward the realm of Tucker Martine, who's Laura's husband,
right,
and
produced.
Who produced it and whose studio we recorded it in. So just, you know, it was slow. It was like we were doing a cross-country trip with a bulldozer. It was just slow.
It required faith, though, because
yeah,
it did take
lots
time.
Lots of faith.
And 3 years, basically, from Katie's email till now. And so just a lot of waiting, which I found to be difficult.
I knew I was going to show up, but you guys are so anal that I knew you would show up. So I wasn't that worried.
We were uptight, and Nico was laid back, basically.
Well, but you were. They, logistically, when we talk about logistics, like Katie and Laura were in the Northwest, and we discussed the last time you were here, Nico, there's Burlington, and then there's wherever you're at any given point in time, because you seem to be on the move a lot.
Yep. Well, I mean, they were in close proximity to each other, so they could actually plan stuff, and, you know, they could go week to week, but we would have to plan like 5 or 6 months out at a time, which was fine. I mean, I knew I was going to show up, so I was like...
And she did. Yeah, she walked in the first writing session and dropped a heck of a bridge on a song. And we knew at that point that there was something.
You wanted to follow the lead, whoever seemed to take the lead on a song, and then see how the songs were going to evolve. And that sense of collaboration amongst three artists that, you know, work independently, I don't know where there's a manual for that.
There isn't. There's not too many examples of that happening. And it did require a lot of shedding of egos, because as you said, as individual artists, we're used to having veto power and really just being the boss of the way the music is headed in the direction that we feel comfortable with. But I mean, we had to do it by committee. I mean, the person who sang the song had ultimate say, but the fact that we had to pass every word essentially past a committee, I think actually it was difficult, but it brought the level of music up to a higher standard for us.
Thank you.
were there ever any knockdown dragouts?
No bloody noses.
Mm-mm.
But close. There was sulking for sure.
There was some pouting. There was some sidebars. There was some nasty sidebars.
Did they ever go, as they say, did they ever last to the next day?
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, we had overnight.
We went to bed angry.
We went to bed mad.
But, you know.
Didn't have sex for a week with each other.
Yeah, well, but, you know, we have hormones.
Which hurt.
We do. We just have them. And feelings are made of hormones. And they dissipate. And so the next day you're like, why was I so worked up?
Well,
planning my birthday party
actually,
last night.
You know what actually kept us focused, the carrot in front of us, was the music. It really kept us in unity and believing in the project, because I think we all believed that the music had something special, that we were creating something.
Well, and we all respect each other and look up to each other and know that we didn't get here by accident. We worked and crafted and struggled and sang and toured and made records and wrote and did it all for years and years and years. So it's not an accident. They're not fools. Their ideas must have some good. They must have some good ideas.
And you did take, when you used the term craft, you did take some time in crafting these songs. And then how long did you actually spend in the studio, where we all know, you know, the best intentions sometimes go awry once you hit the studio? How long were you, I guess, through different periods?
Well, like we said, we wrote over the course of 3 years. But in the studio, we had five tracking days booked. We had the musicians for 5 days. And we tracked 14 songs in 5 days. And I think, to all of our surprise, the tracking elevated the music once again to a much higher level than I think any of us were expecting. And it to the point where we would talk about having an 11-song album, a 12-song record, and talk about which songs we were going to cut. And then we eventually got to the place where, well, we can't cut any of the songs. It's a cohesive package, a sweet-smelling cohesive package.
Thank you.
you guys were having fun, and it's fun to watch, because I know you're getting ready to start a tour, and the road lies ahead, but it sure seems like you're enjoying making the music together for real. And you like each other?
We do.
We do.
Yeah, okay.
We really do.
Well, so then technically you can't.
In a reform school way, I have to be here with you. Guess I might as well borrow cigarettes from you.
I would say we're more family than we are friends. There's some sort of something, some sort of energy or like a vernacular between us that's more family than we are friends, for sure.
But you are all really exquisite craftspeople when it comes to making music, and the fact that the three of you pulled it off in such a cooperative and comprehensive way, kudos to you. I mean, it
thank you. It feels like a miracle.
I don't get away with the other kids that well.
We feel the same way.
I don't play nice all the time. You guys, you did a great
job. We don't play nice, but we love each other while we're playing hard.
Does Tim Young now have a marquee outside of his place where he says the best kept secret in Silver Lake?
I sure hope so. He deserves it.
Tell us how that came to be.
That song was an orphan of mine that I had had lying around for a few years, and I changed the melody significantly for this project. I kind of was digging around in some old drawers to try to find songs for this, and they liked my new version, and so we cut that one, and it's about Tim Young, who's a local guitarist and plays on the Jimmy Corden, is that his name? Corden Show? It's a TV show.
The king of the karaoke in the car now.
Exactly. And so Tim's the guitar player on that show, but before, you know, he recently started that, and he's been playing in bands for years, used to be my guitar teacher in Seattle 20 years ago, and is a dear friend who's toured with me a lot and also played on the record. So we actually tracked that on his birthday.
Does he have a trademark? I'm just wondering, because we should get a trademark now before.
We're gonna tour to save up the money to get him a neck tattoo.
One, two. I called you in California and you answered right away. You answered right away. You picked up right away. You were working at the table that your father made. You were gonna teach guitar to half the kids across LA. All across LA. Half the kids across LA. You're the best kept secret. Called it pain of pain. How we let it pile on until we go insane. Till we go insane. Until we go insane. You're the best kept secret in Silver Lake. Oh, you can sing. You can really play. You're the real thing. Turned my head out to the rain. Shortest day of winter, but the light found me again. Found me again. The light came rolling in. You're the best kept secret in Silver Lake. Oh, you can sing. You can really play. You're the real thing. We'll be right back.
Case Langvier's, the title of the album, which we encourage all our listeners to acquire via digitally or at a record store near you. And certainly we encourage our listeners to come out on tomorrow night, on Thursday night at the Greek. It's going to be a beautiful night.
Yeah.
Temperatures are going to drop about 10 or 15 degrees. The sun's going to be setting over the hills of the Greek, and your voices and songs are going to come to life. It's just going to be a tremendous treat, so we really want our listeners to come out and enjoy it. And it was fun welcoming back Nico. Katie, what a veteran. Katie actually came to KCSN before we were even in our new building, before I was here. So you have legendary status. And now, Laura, it's been a thrill to have you come to the station. So thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, we love being here. Thanks.
Thank you. We need you.
You can count on us.
We love you back. We need you.
We have a mutual admiration society going. KCSN and Case Langvier's live on 88.5. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.